ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 2nd chapter, verse numbers 5 and 6.
Yashyanke shira adhaya loka svapiti nirvartit nirvarta svayam dharma adharma va nahi veda yatha pashu sakatam yarpitatmanam krita maitram achetanam visrambhaniyo bhutanam saghrno dogdhum arhati yashyanke shirak adaya yashyanke shira adaya lokasvapiti nirvrta lokasvapiti nirvrta svayam dharma adharma va svayam dharma madharma va nahi veda yata pashu sakatam yarpitatmanam kritamaitram machetanam nisramhaniyo bhutanam saghrno dogdhumarhati Sagrano dogdhumarhati Yashyanke shira adhaya Lokak svapiti nirvrta Svayam dharma madharmam va Nahi veda yathaparu Sakatam yarpitatmanam.
The Shanti Sidaya Dhaya Rupa Svapiti Nirviti Hidhita Tayam Dharmadhanam Va Nahi Gila Siddhap Sakatam Narkitatmanam Kritamaitram Atitanam Visambhaniyabhutanam sabthina dhavgumarat.
Just like a child is sleeping on the lap of his mother, feeling secure, completely secure, that I am on the lap of my mother. Naturally, a child, when it is on the lap of its mother, is quite comfortable, silent, feeling very secure. So, in that position, if the mother kills the child, it is like that praja and the king, the prajas, praja means the citizens, subjects. They should be feeling so much secure that we are under good government. There is no system. Just like during the government of Maharaj Yudhishthira, they are so secure that even they had no very much anxiety. Our king is there. The world is full of anxieties, miseries, and difficulties. The good government means when the subjects, citizens feel secure from all such things. So yes, the Sankhya Sirvasaya, suppose I am sleeping very comfortably, feeling secure by keeping my head on your lap. The Sankhya Sirvasaya, look of sapiti, and dreaming very happily, Svayam dharma dharmam va nahi vira jathapu. You cannot expect all men to understand what is religion and what is not. Jinal masaku. So, what is the position of a person or any being who does not know to make distinction what is dharma and adharma? But they have been described, he is described as jatha posu. Posu means animal. An animal cannot make distinction what is right or what is wrong. That is not right. Therefore he says, dharmena hina pasadhi samana. One who is ignorant of dharma or dharma, he is no better than pushu. Ahara nidra bhaya vaitanancha samanamekat pushadhi narana. Ahara eating, I the dog is, the cat is, I sleep, the dog sleep, and the cat sleep. I have sex desire, I satisfy it. The cats and dogs also satisfy it. And I am also afraid of my enemy. The cats and dogs are also afraid of my enemy. You know, where is the difference between cats and dogs? The difference is that I can be trained up to become religious. The cats and dogs cannot. That is it. Dharmena hina pasati sama. So if I don't test education and enlightenment, how to become religious, I do not know how to distinguish between right and wrong, then the tapasu, then I arise with that. That is the position at the present moment that people are not educated to distinguish or to become pious. They are not educated. That means, now at the present moment, education means you learn technology and learn how to earn money. And then after earning money, you spend it for self-education. Eating meat, eating wine, going to the brothel, prostitutes. This is modern civilization. So therefore, it is the civilization of poshu, animal civilization, polished animal. It is not civilization. It is the duty of the guardian, father, guru, government, or elderly relatives, everyone should be compassionate with the dependent. The father should be compassionate to the children, that my children, they have come to me, they are now innocent. If I do not train them nicely, what kind of training? Namo chairja samupeta mrittum. That is the duty of the father and the guru. How to save the dependent from the clutches of death? The government. Because death is sure. As soon as we get this material body, the death is sure. So we are eternal spiritual path. Krishna says, that the living entity is eternal. Nitya sāsvato yam nahannati hannamāni sarīre. This is information we get from the authority, that the living entity is eternal, nitya, sāsvato, ever existing, and does not die on the death or annihilation of the boss. Then, what is the duty of the father? What is the duty of the government? Duty of the guru? And how to save him from this reputation of birth and death? And that is the duty. Otherwise, to give some food, that also people cannot give now. Rather, killing their children in the home. This is prohibited. Whereas, it is the duty of the parents how to save the child or the son from the crisis of death. They are now killing. This is advanced duty. This is right. All of us. They are going to the medical bag and taking help and killing the child in the home. This is correct. So, here it is the same thing says that Dasyanti Shirayabhaya Loko Sabati Nidhika. A child is sleeping in the womb of the mother, and the mother is killed. Then, where to take shelter? Similarly, this example that is this Ajami, he might have committed some sins without knowledge. Now, he is no more sinful because he has chanted the holy name of Narayana. And he is not to be punished. That is the purpose of the Vishnu Dutta. So why you are dragging him, trying to take him to Jamaraj to punish him? You do not know that he is innocent. We have to, the real purpose is that everyone who is coming sinful activities on account of ignorance. Therefore, the best humanitarian work is to give knowledge to the human. Not that one is suffering for want of food, and if I give some food, that is good work. But that is not sufficient. I may give food, that's all I should give. He also gave prasadam, free. But that does not mean simply by giving prasadam, we are silent. We give knowledge of. This is Krishna consciousness. Food automatically you have to give. That is, there is no prohibition. But at the same time, knowledge. Without knowledge giving, if he remains ignorant, just like he, same example, he has got some children. If you don't give them education, simply feed them, that is not your proper duty. You must give knowledge. That Krishna consciousness movement is therefore giving them knowledge. The first knowledge is that we are trying to convince everyone following the footprints of Lord Krishna as he wanted to convince in the very beginning that Devinasin Dathadihi Kaumana Jaguanandira. This is the first knowledge. One should know that he is not this body. His spirit soul, different from this body, is living within this body. This is the knowledge. And at the same time, he should be supplied the necessities of the body. Javadatta prayam. Nidvande Krishna sammandi yutta viradhacha. Anasattasya visaya jatāham mukujanyat viśaya. Viśaya means we need something for our sense gratification. That is allowed. We don't say that you don't eat. No. You eat, But eat Krishna Prasad. Don't eat anything else. Then gradually your senses will be conquered. Sevamukhihi jivaro. Svamaiva surakrata. If you want to realize God, first of all, you should engage your tongue in the service of the Lord. It is very astonishing that engaging the tongue I become perfect. Yes, the beginning is the tongue. Because the tongue is the greatest enemy. People are going to hell on account of being unable to control the tongue. That one has to control his tongue. And controlling tongue means to engage the tongue in the service of the Lord. How? Tongue means you can speak with your tongue and you can eat with your tongue. So engage the tongue chanting Hare Krishna and speaking Krishna consciousness. This is service. And tongue wants to taste, giving Krishna prasada. Very nice. So as soon as you engage your tongue in these two business, then naturally you become purified and your senses become also purified. Then you come to the real platform, sarvapādhi yamin muktam, tatparatena nirmala. Rishikena, Rishikesa, Sevanam, Bhaktirikshate. This is bhakti. To engage the purified senses in the service of the master of senses. Rishikesa. Rishikesa means master. Rishik means the senses and Isha means master. Rishikesa. Krishna's name. Another name means Rishikesa. We have to engage our senses. It is not our senses. It is Krishna. We are Bhagavata. I am seeing with my eyes. I am very much proud. I can see. But why you cannot see when you are blind? The eyes are there. Because the master has withdrawn the sight power. You can be happy with your decoration of the eyes. But you cannot see. Actually, I do not see. It's like I got the spectacle. The spectacle does not see. I am seeing. Similarly, with my eyes, I am not seeing. Krishna is seeing. Because Krishna is seeing, therefore I am seeing. This is the Vedic bhasha. I find in Upanishad. Because the Supreme Brahma is seeing, therefore we are seeing. Because Brahma is walking, there are many evidences. Just like this ear. Now I am hearing through this ear. You are also hearing. But when I am unconscious, this ear is there and they call me. Mr. Mo, Mr. Sir, Mr. Sir. But I cannot hear. The machine is there. Why you cannot hear? Therefore, the Brahma is withdrawn. The Sadvam Kholedam Brahma. Everything is working because the Brahma is there. Otherwise, it is not work. Simply making this body. Because the Brahma, the soul is there, it is working. And as soon as the soul is out of this body, it is lump of matter. They are thinking the brain is working. The brain is not working. Brain is a machine. It's like typing. You are typing. The machine is not typing. You are typing. Unless there is touch of Brahma, nothing can work. So, when we realize this, that is called Brahma Bhuta, Prasannasa. When we understand that I am simply instrumental, that is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahmayam sarvabhutani jantraruhani maya. Actually, we are under the direction of Krishna and he has given us this machine, this body, and we are wandering throughout the whole universe. This is our position. We have got this machine and we are wandering throughout the universe in different planets and different forms of life. And we do not know what is the aim of life. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bhi. In this wandering, when we come in contact with the bona fide Guru, we get the seed of devotional insight. That is the aim of life. How to get this? Therefore, the basic injunction is Tadvijnana Samsa Guru Nima Avyache. You must go. Otherwise your life is useless. So, it is the duty of Guru, it is the duty of father, it is the duty of the government, it is the duty of the elderly deity to educate everyone. This is human life. Not that simply eating like dog and dancing like dog. This is not human spirit. So,
sapasam nadkita asmanam kito maitrama sekaram.
If I think that my spiritual master is here, he will save me. And if I do not train him how to save us, then what is the use of having such spiritual master? What is the use of having such father? And what is the use of such government? There is a Bengali poetry by Bengali Vaishnava. Janame janame sabe pitamata pa. Krishna guru nahi mile bhajaha hiya. As soon as you take birth, there is hard. Either you take birth as a snake or you take birth as a human being, without father and mother, there is no question of birth. So father and mother you will get in every birth. But Krishna guru nahi mile bhajaha hiya. Krishna and Guru will not be available. That is very important. You cannot get Krishna in the form of a snake or a cat and a dog. But you can get Krishna in the form of a human being. Therefore, human beings, this form of human beings, labdha sugallamilam bhosambhavati, after many, many millions of years, we have got this human form of body. It should not be misused simply like gas and dog. This is not success of life. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, although he was 5 years old, God, he advised his best friend, Kumar Maharaj, he was an instruction, he is a devotee, he was preaching, my dear friend. You just become devotee of Krishna. The children protested. He shall not play or he shall become Krishna part. No, not me. The Prahlad was immediately said, No. Even we are children, we should not play. We should become Krishna part. Komaram asare pragma. If you are intelligent, Komaram. Komaram is from the child. From 5 years. Komaram asare pragma. Dharma bhagavata. How like you say that I shall become Krishna conscious, I shall be that, let us grow now. No, durvam manasam janma, tadapi adhruvam asadam. No, don't spoil your life in that way. Although you have got this body, human forms, but it is also adhruvam, it will not stay. So before your next step is finish your Krishna consciousness. That is the real meaning of life. Don't wait that I shall become old, and when I shall become feeble, there is no more energy, then I shall become Krishna. Of course, Krishna consciousness one can become in a moment, perfect. But that is rarely done. Everyone should be taught Krishna consciousness from the very childhood. This is human. Thank you very much.